أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وانزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا. In the previous ayahs we read of the various aspects of Allah Ta'ala's great qudrat and His great ni'mats which He has bestowed man. From the ni'mats we should understand that we take benefit from it, and we should be then thankful to Allah Ta'ala. And being thankful to Allah Ta'ala is to obey His commandments and to stay away from those things that displease Allah Ta'ala. And from the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, yeah, particularly that we should understand that when Allah's qudrat is so great, that He will bring about the day of Qiyamah also, and that is not difficult. That was the one thing which the Arabs, the non-believers of Mecca, just could not comprehend, that how will man come back to life again and account for his deeds. Further, in that same way, Allah explains other signs of His great qudrat and His great ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعَصِّرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. Or utara, nacharne wali badliyon se pani ka rela. And we have sent down from the squeezing clouds water which comes down continuously. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala refers to a great ni'mat also of the water that we have and the rains that come. This is also a great, it's a sign of the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Water which is very heavy and it floats on air which is very light. That is a clear sign of the great qudrat of Allah, that how can a cloud full of water and how much of water in it, and it's just floating on top of the very, very light air. And Allah takes it by the malaika wherever Allah wants to, and then the rains come down from there. The clouds are squeezed, or the wind squeezes the clouds, and then the rain starts coming down. And that also we see the qudrat of Allah. Sometimes a wonderful light shower Allah Ta'ala sends down. Sometimes beautiful rain drops which come pitter patter on the roofs, that comes down. And sometimes what we call a cloud burst. The cloud, the water just comes down one way. So this is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how He made the water evaporate, how then Allah condenses it, makes it into a cloud, takes it where He wants to, and then it comes down. On the other hand, scientists who claim to do everything, but they cannot make one drop of water. They very well know that water is H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. And they are not short of any hydrogen and oxygen, but let them make one drop of water, it cannot be done. It is all in the qudrat, solely in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And this water also, Allah Ta'ala, we see another great thing which Allah mentions in front. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبَّا وَنَبَاتَ تَاكِ هَمْ نِكَالِ اُسْسَ أَنَاجْ اَرْ سَبْزَ. Then by this water we take out grain and we take out vegetation. This is another sign which we see we are eating all the time. Various types of vegetation, various types of grain we eat, but little do we think how it has come about. If we just think of the water, which is colorless, no color in water, which is odorless, it's got no fragrance, no smell whatsoever, tasteless, it has got no taste whatsoever. It falls on a piece of ground which we regard as useless. We walk on that ground, we stamp on the ground, we dig into the ground, we defecate on the ground, we urinate on the ground. All this we do. From that Allah Ta'ala takes out all different kinds of fruit also, for different kinds of vegetation also, for different types of grain also, and man enjoys all these things. We take, for example, Allah Ta'ala takes out a mango from that ground. The mango, where did the color come from it? It's not from the water, it's not from the ground. Where did the beautiful taste come in that mango? And what? How many varieties of mangoes? And every variety has got a different taste. And then again, the color also, the beautiful odor also. Pineapples, guavas, all these fruits which Allah Ta'ala has made, the same water falls on the same ground. And Allah takes out all these different things. Then the grounds also, as in another ayat Allah says, mutajawirat, that these ground or different grounds are neighbors of one another. Like for example, one piece of ground is the ideal place for gold mining. There a person shouldn't put up a mealy farm or a banana or a plantation. There you take out gold. Another piece of ground is just good for planting mealies. There mealies will grow. All the different grounds Allah Ta'ala has made, and all this is in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And in this world, we all enjoy all these things. For all human beings, Muslims and non-Muslims enjoy it. Animals also enjoy of all the things which Allah Ta'ala has made. But then in the year after, Allah Ta'ala will make things to separate. Further, with regard to that, with jannatin alfafa, or baagh pattiyon mein lipte hue, and we have made orchards and gardens with thick foliage, lot of leaves, and it is beautiful, lush and green, all these gardens. So all this Allah Ta'ala has made in this world for everyone to benefit and take part of it. We can fulfill our basic needs, we have wonderful meals, we have delicious meals, sumptuous meals. It is all from these things which Allah Ta'ala has made. Yeah, this is all for in this world. However, when we will go to the Akhirat, then Allah will make a great distinction between this. All these wonderful ni'mat, which are much, much more superior than the dunyas, Allah will keep them one side for the righteous people. Those people who had the correct aqidah, who believed in Allah Ta'ala, and those who will get it fully and completely and right from the beginning, who obeyed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, who did not break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. On the other side, there will be, after the day of distinction, Yawmul Fasl, the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will separate the non-believers who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, who did not believe in that Akhirat, who said it's just a mirth, that Akhirat, Jannat, Jahannam is a mirth. Those people who did not believe in the life of the Qabr, etc., they will face other consequences. They will get, for example, the tree of Zakkum, and that will be a thorny tree from which they will have to eat. They will have to drink from Hamim and Ghassat, boiling pus and water, the dirt that comes out from a saw, and all the pus, etc., and all the filth and dirt, that will be their drinking water. And that will be a terrible condition. So yeah, Allah has given it to us to understand the qudrat of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, when He can do all this, then why will He not bring about the day of Qiyamah? What is it difficult for Him? And also another very important thing to understand, that this whole exercise of this dunya and everything which is carrying on is solely by Allah and in the control of Allah. And Allah did not do this all in futility, just wasting of time. فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think we created you just in some tomfoolery, just to waste time? No, the result is going to come. That is the day of Qiyamah, and then how you lived in this world, you will get after that. So Allah Ta'ala has put all this for us to benefit also, and moreover to take a lesson of the qudrat of Allah, and to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and enjoy the consequences in the year after, and to be saved from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala.